We have entered the final phase of our Project Milwaukee series on Black men in prison. It focuses on solutions to ease the state's numbers. Wisconsin has the highest rate in the country of incarcerating African-American males. In recent years, there's been a push here to provide more education and job training opportunities in prison. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on some offerings available to offenders intent on turning around their lives. From the outside, the House of Correction in Franklin has the look of a prison. Gray walls line the sprawling complex. Coiled razor wire tops its chain-link fences. Inside, the halls are quiet until you get to the back of the building. You begin to hear the sounds of a huge printing machine.
Okay, now check it.
The print shop at the house produces items for local governments and nonprofit agencies. Its inmates learn and then perform the work. Eddie Carter is in training.
Chose to do this so when I get out, I don't have to go back to what I was doing before. I got three babies and I don't want my kids to grow up and see daddy like this.
Carter is 23 years old and serving 6 months for illegally possessing a gun. He says he spent much of his youth peddling drugs, so he jumped at the chance in prison to learn a legitimate job.
At one point, I was doing whatever I needed to get money. This way, I can do it the right way and be the father and the man of my household like I should have been a long time ago.
Carter will be released in September. He hopes before then a silk screening machine arrives at the shop so he can learn to print on T-shirts. Michael Wergen is the shop instructor. He says the job market looks decent.
Quad Graphics is always hiring quite a few people, so it gives them the basic start of, you know, what the whole printing field is about.
It wasn't always this lively at the House of Correction. For decades, it offered inmates basic education courses along with alcohol and drug counseling. That changed in January when the center rolled out a host of programs designed to give inmates hands-on job training as well as practical skills. Program Director Denise Taylor says training ranges from culinary classes to operating a forklift, and soft skills include how to prepare a resume and interview for a job. She says while inmates do not have to participate, many are standing in line.
We have more people want to volunteer than we have space for, especially with the forklift class. I have a pile on my desk, a stack of papers. People want to get forklift certified because they know that's where the jobs are.
Taylor says the house has just one forklift, so only five inmates at a time can take the three-week course. The trend within Wisconsin's prison system is to offer more job training programs. Republican Representative Gary Byes of Sister Bay is chair of the Assembly Corrections Committee. He says while education has always been a part of prison life, the mindset of state leaders began changing several years ago.
The prison population has risen to a point that's very expensive, and we're putting people out in the street that don't have any sustainable way of making a living, and that just brings them back right into the system.
Byes says the quality of programming has also improved, especially in medium security prisons. Each emphasizes a specific line of work. For instance, the Oak Hill Correctional Institution in Dane County offers horticulture training. Byes says the system assesses inmates as soon as they arrive.
And then they put together a plan to get a person to a sustainable level by the time they're due for their release, and that includes bringing up their education level and giving them training and skills that they may have an aptitude for.
Byes served on former Governor Jim Doyle's Commission on Reducing Racial Disparities in the Wisconsin Justice System in 2007. The panel's key recommendation was for the Department of Corrections to come up with a plan for an inmate's re-entry into the community on the day the person enters prison. One group that helps ease the final transition is Project Return of Milwaukee. Wendell Hirschka is executive director. He applauds the state's change of direction, but says it alone will not reduce Wisconsin's high rate of incarcerating black men.
Are vocational programs in the institutions going to solve it? No. But they're a good step.
Hirschka says inmates tend to train on outdated equipment, so he hopes the state spends money on upgrades so ex-offenders can better compete for jobs. Nicole Young-Todd works for the nonprofit group Wisconsin Community Services. It helps place inmates leaving the House of Correction in Franklin. She says about half of those she mentors land jobs.
50% might not sound very impressive, but when you look at the long list of things that we have to help them to overcome, 50% starts to look better and better.
Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.